May the words that I speak and the thoughts in our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is very often called Low Sunday. But for Thomas the Apostle, as the Gospel has just reminded us, it was very much a high day. It was a day when he made the enormous discovery that Jesus was not dead, but alive. Thomas had been called the man who missed Easter. He had not been with the other disciples on the evening of the first Easter day, when Jesus revealed himself to them in his risen power and blessed them with his peace. Afterwards, they told Thomas what had happened. "We have seen the Lord," they said. And no doubt they expected Thomas to accept their good news and share their joy. But Thomas was not persuaded. He adopted a stubborn, skeptical attitude. He said, "Unless I see Jesus with my own eyes, unless I actually touch the wounds in his hands and side, I will not believe." But why was Thomas so doubtful that the resurrection had really happened? He already had two pieces of evidence, and perhaps they should have been enough. But for Thomas, an important third element was missing. And only when that was supplied would he become a believer. The first piece of evidence was a matter of historical fact. It was the witness of the empty tomb. All four Gospels make it quite clear that the tomb was empty. And this was the first thing to arrest the attention of the disciples. They had been witnesses to Jesus' death and burial. Now, some of them had seen him on the third day at the tomb. And they noticed that the tomb was empty. The body of Jesus was not in it. It was not just the women who went to the tomb. Peter and John carried out an investigation, which they must have reported to the others. Maybe others visited the tomb to see for themselves. But for all that, Thomas was not persuaded that Jesus was alive. The empty tomb is an important part of the New Testament witness, but it is not enough to bring conviction. Thomas also had a second piece of evidence, the witness of the other disciples. At different times and in different ways, the disciples claimed to have seen the risen Jesus. Surely Thomas would believe them. Why should he doubt their word? And he did doubt it and ignored what they said. Why? Because to him, their witness was a second-hand one. And what he was demanding was first-hand evidence. So he burst out, "Unless I see, unless I touch, I will not believe." For 20 centuries, the church has been preaching the resurrection. By written and spoken word, through life and worship, in scripture and sacrament, in creed and confessions of faith. Yet it remains true that many who are confronted with it, they have no certainty in their hearts that Jesus is a living person. He remains a figure of history. He is not real to them. Like Thomas, they are not persuaded by the witness of the church any more than by the witness of the empty tomb. Something is still missing. What is it? What is missing is personal experience. In the end, nothing can take the place of that. How it happened in the case of Thomas, we heard a short time ago. On that day, just a week after Easter, Thomas came face to face with the living Jesus, and all his doubts were banished. Once again, the disciples had met behind locked doors. Once again, Jesus came and stood among them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he turned straight to Thomas and said, "Reach your finger here, see my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Be believing no longer, but believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." That confession was at once an affirmation of faith, an act of worship, and a cry of surrender. Thomas was now convinced by first-hand experience of the risen Jesus. Jesus said to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe." And that's where we come in. Seeing is believing, we say. But for the Christian, believing is seeing. By the eye of faith, we can behold the living Lord Jesus and enter into a personal relationship with him and know the power of his resurrection. This is the dynamic element of Christianity. Without it, our religion remains largely an historical, institutional, or academic affair. And Jesus is remote instead of being real. For each one of us, the resurrection fact has to be translated into the resurrection faith and the resurrection experience. Like Thomas, we must not be content with a second-hand religion. We must be able to affirm that Jesus is alive, not because we have read about it in the Bible, but because it is in the creeds, but because we can say with St. Paul, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Amen.